Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to the feedback segment of our favorite program. It's 8 minutes after 8 a.m. 715-845-2155. And we get started off talking about, 2014, common sense. All right, so if you remember, there was a documentary that Morgan Spurlock did. This is where he was kind of an independent filmmaker. He kind of broke out and made a name for himself. He did a documentary film called Supersize Me. Remember that?
Yep, ate at McDonald's every day for, was it a month or a year?
One month, 30 days, 30 days. And he went to the doctor on a regular basis during this experiment. And his cholesterol went up, his salt intake went up, his fat went up, he gained weight, and he felt terrible. He felt absolutely terrible. Now, as you can imagine, the fast food industry took a real hit. Mickey D's especially took a real hit.
And for a short time, maybe.
For a short time, because I admit, and I know where you're going with this, we as a nation have very short-term memory, you know? You see that. You see him chowing down on a Big Mac, opening up the car door and blowing chunks. And then, you know, oh, yeah, he did that. It was disgusting. And then, 3 months later, you're like, oh, the McRib is back?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
You hear
about the pink slime and you see the video and you say, you know, Nuggets are still
that looks
pretty
tasty.
Good, but I know how they're made, and I know it's disgusting, but
let me tell you
Nuggets
something.
Taste pretty good.
You want to know see an example of the perfection down to the last detail of McDonald's planning? I know this is going to be difficult for you to do, but get a chicken McNugget.
Uh-huh.
All right? Hold the sauce container. I don't care what sauce container it is in your hand.
Yeah.
Peel the label all the way back. Take that cellophane cover all the way off.
Right.
Take a McNugget and stick it all the way in the sauce, all the way to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't spill. They have it. They have it perfect. I don't care what size nugget you pick up. You can dunk it all the way in, and it will not spill. And you know why they do that? Mm. Because guys like me that eat that garbage in the car while we're going somewhere.
Ah.
You got your pinky on the steering wheel, the cup of sauce in your thumb and forefinger.
Oh, I thought I usually mm-hmm. when I still ate nuggets, I usually put the sauce on the little dashboard area right above the radio.
Yeah, you can
and
do
you
that,
can
but
reach
you,
over and
yeah,
then,
you're risking dripping. Then you're going to drip onto the console, and see your car. Who cares?
That's right.
But anyway, so Morgan Spurlock came out and he did this documentary, and it was very, very interesting. But I found it fascinating that we made this big hullabaloo over it because, listen, fast food is not designated, never has been designated, for you to eat every day. I would say that you're probably pushing your health limit if you're eating it more than once a week.
Oh, but how many people in our society eat fast food at least once a day?
Yeah,
whether
a lot.
McDonald's, Taco Bell, KFC, take your pick, all of them.
And there's a lot to this, and there's a lot more than we can, you know, fairly go into in just an hour. But you take a look at how much does a couple sandwiches off a value meal and a water cost, $2 or $3. And there you've got something that at least has filled you up compared to, well, I think I'll go get a salad or I'll go to the store and buy it.
I've always made the argument that it's more expensive to eat healthier. That we as a society have made getting calories to intake very cheap. When you talk about macaroni and cheese, and you talk about some of the stuff you can buy, that's cheap.
Yeah,
buying fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, fresh
can be very
meat
expensive.
Is very expensive.
Yeah, I love red bell pepper when I cook.
Uh huh.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like three something a pound and like one pepper is a pound. You know? Anyway, so I digress. All right. So when this came out, I came up with this brilliant idea. And I told my family, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted, and you know me, I am a proponent of the Atkins diet plan, the lower carb, higher protein diet strategy. Mm-hmm. For me, it is a eating strategy that I feel better. I physically feel better. I feel like my brain functions better. I think clearer and sharper when I am doing lower carb, higher protein.
Okay.
The only thing I crave is fruit. There are times it's like, fruit. Anyway, I came up with the idea that I would like to go to McDonald's Corporation and say, here's what I'll do. I am going to do a high protein, low carb diet, utilizing only McDonald's food for 30 days and see what happens.
So you'd eat the burgers without the bun?
Precisely. Get a burger, eat it with a knife and fork without the bun, you know, double quarter pounder with cheese. You know, I probably shouldn't start talking about this because I'm starving now all of a sudden. Anyway, and that's what I propose to do. Well,
no French fries either.
No, can't do the fries. You don't do the fries.
The one food item at McDonald's that I can't give up.
Yeah.
I can give up the rest of it.
Sure.
But the French fries.
I can't say
they
that.
They put sugar in them. And I know they're just addicting me on purpose, that they do it that way to addict me.
I don't
me.
Know about
they put
it.
Sugar in their French fries.
It's to give them that golden brown, you know.
It's to make us crave them. And
makes them taste better. No, it's not to make them crave them. It's to make them taste better.
It's a mad scientist down in Northbrook, Illinois, in the little laboratory down there saying, hey, we've got them now.
And he actually used to work for Philip Morris, right?
You know.
All right, so I came up with this idea, and my family said, listen, I don't think that's a good idea. You're putting your health at risk, and why do you want to do this? So basically, I decided I didn't want to do it. All right, so now we're going to talk about John Cisna of Ankeny, Iowa.
Oh, this is the guy that ate at McDonald's and lost weight.
He went for 90 days. He's an Iowa science teacher, and he went on a strategy. He says, quote, I can eat any food at Mickey D's that I want as long as I'm smart for the rest of the day and with what I balance it out with.
Oh, so he wasn't eating every meal at McDonald's.
Yes, he was. With help from three of his high school students, Cisna endeavored to eat only McDonald's food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with strict nutritional limitations of 2,000 calories a day. And trying to stay close to recommended dietary allowances for nutrients like carbs, proteins, fat, cholesterol, etc.
So he was eating the salads without dressing. He was eating the oatmeal in the mm-hmm. morning instead right. of an Egg McMuffin.
Let's see here. He says typical breakfast would be a couple egg white delights. What's an egg white delight?
It's no yolk. It's just the egg whites.
All right. So it's like a...
I think it's like an egg sandwich, only it's just the egg whites. It's not the yolks.
A bowl of maple oatmeal and 1% milk.
Yeah.
He would do a salad for lunch mm-hmm. and would be followed by a more traditional value meal at dinner. So this isn't something where you say, well, he went to McDonald's and only had the salads. No, I had the Big Macs, the quarter pounders, sundaes, ice cream cones, the whole bit. During the experiment, he also started walking 45 minutes a day. By the 90th day, Cisna lost 37 pounds, and here's the most impressive. His cholesterol dropped from 249 to 170. Mm. He says the moral of the lesson isn't to eat more McDonald's, which that's what Mickey D's is hoping for. Come in and eat our food. He says, but to pay attention to your daily nutrition and what you eat.
And it's different for everybody. I mean, everybody's blood cholesterol oh, yeah. is going to react differently to yeah. what you eat. I mean, it's not the same for every person. So another person could do what he did and not have it react that yeah. way.
So the thing we're going to talk about when we get back, just very briefly for a few minutes when we get back, is let's talk about the common sense of this. And if you are considering doing a diet strategy, what is the difference between a diet and an eating strategy? We'll be right back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
So welcome back. Okay, so we just talked about the difference in approaches. Morgan Spurlock did a documentary about eating McDonald's for 30 days and got very sick, put on weight, blood levels, and cholesterol. Very unhealthy. And now we have a science teacher in Iowa that ate Mickey D's for 90 days, ended up losing 37 pounds, dropped his cholesterol. That, keep in mind, also combined with walking for 45 minutes every day. That's the key. The guy ate, according to a sensible strategy, 200 or 2,000 calories a day, which I don't know if I could survive on 2,000. I guess I could. 2,000 calories a day, walking every day. It was sensible. This man figured it out on his own. Okay? There's a picture of him, by the way, that I might post it on our Facebook page. He went from somebody who looks a lot like me to somebody that, you know what, I wouldn't look mind looking more like. I see you laughing in there. What are you laughing at, chucklehead? Anyway, the point is, he did it himself by using common sense. Wasn't a fad. I mean, I guess it could be considered a fad or a strange diet strategy. Yeah, it would be. But he did common sense approach. He could have done this strategy eating anywhere at a variety of restaurants, eating at home. He was able to eat healthier and improve his health without government intervention. And so, and I did not, I didn't do this on purpose. This is a complete coincidence. If you heard the Hannity Minute talking about, yes, the government trying to figure out ways to influence the choices that kids make and others make at restaurants. Here's the difference. When you have a government entity, when you have anybody, let's take the government out of it. Take the government completely out of this for a minute. If you have an individual or an organization that is trying to influence your behavior without your knowledge, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I say it's a bad thing. When you have an entity, an individual, or an organization that attempts to manipulate your behavior, manipulate your choices, without your knowledge, I find that to be an intrusion into our privacy and overstepping of authority. What do you think?
You mean it, like advertising?
Well, yeah. Now, advertising. Now, wait a minute. There's a difference here. Okay, advertising is very blatant. Advertising is
sometimes.
No, advertising. When a commercial comes on, you know what they're doing. Nobody looks at a commercial and go, oh, look, it's a 30-second TV show. No, it may be crafted well. Commercials are the most exact pieces of television you will ever see. Nothing in a commercial happens by accident. Nothing. It's all on purpose. So is it manipulative? Of course it is. Is it trying to get you to make a decision? Of course it is. But it's blatant. You know what to expect from a commercial. When the government is coming in, albeit having good intentions of saying we've got to get our children eating healthier, when they come in and go, we need to get them to eat healthier, but we need to influence them and create a desire for healthier things, I find that to be inappropriate for a government entity or for anyone to do. I would feel much better if the government were to spend the same amount of money educating individuals on healthier foods, how to prepare healthier food. You said you were going to try and cook more on your own instead of heat it and eat it. You're actually going to try and cook.
When you're talking about kids, though, you almost have to trick them in order to get them to try things or to eat healthier foods.
I'm not going
to
disagree with that.
There are whole books out there about how to hide vegetables in kids' foods.
But whose responsibility is that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not Michelle Obama and the government. It's me. I'm responsible for getting my child to try new things. I'm responsible for hiding the broccoli in the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
But when that's not happening and the obesity rate keeps going up and up and up in our nation's children and the health costs involved in that keep, you know, skyrocketing, does the government, I don't want to say have a responsibility, but could it be their mission to make that trend go in the other direction?
See, but you and I have had this conversation before, not about children's nutrition. We've had this conversation about other things, that when there is something that the government deems to be detrimental, does the government have a responsibility to step in and overstep our personal liberties in order to, quote, unquote, protect us? You and I have had this conversation many times, and you, albeit after I've poked you and prodded you and gotten you to be angry, admitted that a socialist approach to government regulation is the right way to go. And that is direct in opposition to how I feel. I understand the merits. I understand the reasoning. I understand somebody in a bureaucratic office going, our kids are exploding with diabetes. Our kids are little fat tubs of goo that we used to have the presidential physical fitness exams in school. I couldn't do it. I failed miserably. But guess
that
what?
That was government intrusion, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Making us do pull-ups and making us climb the rope.
Oh, I hate it, JFK. whose idea was this crap? Well, John F. Kennedy decided to put this in place. I hate him.
Take it up with Schwarzenegger.
Exactly. When you have trying to influence and manipulate our decision, that's wrong. Giving us information and giving us access to where we can make informed decisions, I have no problem with that. No problem at all.
So what do you do when you provide the information and the decision that's made is the one that basically exacerbates the problem?
Yeah. But that's where it's called, we have the freedom of choice. We have the right, and we have the freedom.
We have the right to be as unhealthy as we want.
Yes. I know, as ironic and ridiculous as that sounds, but that is the truth.
But I want the government to pick up my health care costs, dang it.
No. No.
So you're going to turn down Medicaid when you turn 65?
Hopefully I'm going to be in a situation where I won't have any government assistance. That's my goal. Is I want to be in a situation where I don't have Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. I don't want any of it. I don't want I do not want a penny from the government. You know what I want? I want the money that I've paid in. I want it back. And I want modest interest. After that, I don't want anything from the government. I don't want anything from anyone as a handout or anything. I don't want it. I want to earn my own way. I want to be able to be in a situation where I can help others that need help.
You might be able to do that by working at McDonald's after you retire from the radio business. Then you'll be able to eat there every day and get a discount.
What a brilliant plan. WSAU. Feedback comes right back after this. 715-845-2155.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.